We begin this hour with politics and the candidate who has become the story of this primary season so far, Donald Trump. Like his fellow Republican contenders, Trump is headed to a debate tomorrow at the Reagan Presidential Library in Southern California. But he stopped in Dallas yesterday for a huge rally at the American Airlines Center. NPR's Wade Goodwin was there, along with some 15,000 Trump supporters.
It's a different kind of vibe when you attend a Donald Trump rally. It doesn't feel like electoral politics. There's an expectation of entertainment in the air, like it's a playoff game or a music concert. Older couples are dressed up. People are friendly, excited.
He's telling me everything I want to hear. I'm for change. I'm fed up with the 30 years of empty suits in Washington.
Brian Markham and his wife Rita came beautifully attired. He's a successful consultant in the energy business, and both of them are firmly in Donald Trump's corner.
I'm tired. I'm worn out, and I'm going to vote for Trump until I see someone else that can do a better job in my mind than he can.
Outside the arena, it's an American scene. Thousands of mostly white Trump supporters stream past about 1,000 Hispanic protesters who are holding a big fiesta, complete with music, Trump piñatas, a voter registration booth, and chanting.
This is America!
Inside the basketball arena, it's nearly three quarters filled, and it's clear Trump is pleased.
The silent majority, it's back, and it's not silent. I think we should call it, maybe we should call it the noisy, the aggressive, the wanting to win majority. That's what it is.
A Donald Trump speech is unlike any political speech you've heard before. It's less political and more like a nightclub act. But instead of jokes, it's a long riff on the Donald.
So, the debate. I hear they're all going after me. Whatever. Whatever. No, I hear it. You know, at the beginning, three, 4 months ago, well, he's just doing this for fun. He's doing this for his brand. I need this, like, for my brand.
Trump seemed to bore the crowd with a long-winded boast of how much money he's made doing his TV show, The Apprentice, $212 million, by the way. And for the first 40 minutes, that's how it went. Trump pontificating about those who've underestimated him, how dumb they were, how much smarter he is than other politicians, as well as the leaders of other countries. Finally, he woke the crowd up, turning to the issue that's made him a contender.
We have to build a wall, folks. We have to build a wall. And a wall works. All you have to do is go to Israel, say, how's your wall working? Walls work.
Trump painted America as a patsy who takes Mexico's and other countries' rejects.
Their leaders are smarter than our leaders. They're more cunning. They're tougher. They're better. And we take them. Kate in San Francisco, this magnificent young woman, shot in the back by a guy that was sent over here, probably pushed over, who knows? But he was an illegal immigrant.
To say Trump was thin on the policy front is an understatement. His message at this point is that America needs to hire a guy like him and then trust him to clean up the country. And it's working.
We will make America great again. Thank you. Thank you.
Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.